We begin Perek Achar Asur, the 11th chapter, Nam's Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, the laws of the sanctification of the month in the Sefer Man, Book of Designated Times. So in this Perek, we begin a discussion regarding the path of the sun and the moon in the galaxies to be able to understand as it relates to halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rambam gives halacha, and specifically in this Perek, we talk about the foundations regarding the calculations of seeing the moon, which is really the main thing, as Ram has already illustrated. We're not trying to get all the astronomical computations per se, but more about understanding that and how we get the seeing of the moon, which is really why all this comes into halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh. Ram gets halacha off regarding the first introductory words. The fish of mind of halachas Eidlus. Since we said in these halachas, we spoke about in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Vav, that Shebezen Hoy Mechashvin Bediktuk. The courts used to calculate with precision. The Yidden, they would know. If the moon is going to be seen or it's not going to be visible. So Yidanu, we know, that whoever spirit is appropriate, and his heart desires, to the words of the wisdoms, and to stand on the secrets, which this is known as the Soide Ibur, the secret of the when is going to be Kiddush HaChodesh, Yisava Leida Eisim Adrochim Shemechashmem, and he desires to know the paths that we calculate through them, until a person knows if it's possible, if this moon's going to be seen on this night or not seen. So although we base it on actually seeing it, but to know if it's true or not, if this is a possibility. Now, the path of these calculations, there are great disagreements between the earlier non-Jewish sages that they analyzed based on the calculation of the seasons and of the metrics of the mathematical calculations to see when things are going to be. And great sages erred in this. And these words eluded them. And it developed for them doubts. And there are many who analyze this very much. And they didn't encounter the appropriate path in the calculation of when is the visual of the month of the moon. Rather, they sunk in the mighty waters. And they brought out just a earthenware shard in their hands, meaning nothing. They didn't really take out anything of usefulness. Now, lafi eidech hayamim. And through the length of days, and the abundance of the analysis and of the investigations, it's become known to some of the sages, the path of this calculation of when you could see the moon. We have regarding these primary sources, traditions from the mouth of our sages, Uru'oyis improves Chalinichtivu Basfarm Haidum Lakol. That's not written in the books that are well known for all. Or Mekolilatvarna, because of all these things, that first of all, the path of the calculation of the seeing of the moon is only known to some sages, and moreover, that the Rambam had certain Kabbalists and proofs that were not yet well publicized, and wasn't known even to some of the sages. Kosha by Einai, says Rambam, it seems appropriate in my eyes, Lavar Darche Cheshbon Zeh, to explain the path of this calculation, so that it should be appropriate, Lamisha Maloy Libel, the Kavam Locha, to someone that his heart fills to come close to this work, Lasa Saisa to do it. Halacha Dal. Now, Valyu Durachim Elu Kalm Benecha, these paths should not be light in your eyes, Mamnesha Ein Onu Tzrichim Lam Azman, is saying, hey, we don't need it in today's times. Sheila Durachim, because these paths, Durachim Rechaikim Bamukamim, that these paths are distant and deep, and this is, as we said, is the secret of the addition, the extension, based on adding a date to the month or a month to the year. That the great sages knew it. They didn't give it over to every single person. Rather, to those who had ordination that were intelligent. But this calculation, Basman hazeh, in today's time, she'in bezin, there's no court like boy al-piriya to establish based on the visual. Shon mechashim boy hayoim, that we calculate today, which we spoke about in Perek Vav and Perek Zayin, that the Rambam's intention is that the calculation that we utilize today for the purposes of establishing a month is not so much wisdom, but the true wisdom was with the calculation of when they would see it, which we don't need and we don't utilize today. That even little children could get to the end of these calculations that we do today, 3 or 4 days, and they already understand this. Now, maybe a sage from the sages of the world will contemplate, or from a Jewish sage, and they learned the Greek wisdom. He's going to contemplate. We're on these paths that I'm calculating with them. To the seeing of the moon. He's going to see that there's a small approximations regarding some of the paths that I'm describing. The Yaladite is going to entertain to say, oh, Shin Salman said that it eluded us these fractions that were off. But we didn't know that in these paths there's an approximation. Let that person not entertain such a thought. Rather, anything that we were not so precise down to its minutia of the matrix, and they it's because we knew by the primary principles of the geometrics, with clear proofs, that this will not cause a loss regarding when you'll see the moon. And then we're not concerned for those exact precisions. Like the Daknubai, therefore we weren't so precise in our calculations. Halachavav. If a person is going to see in one of the paths, chesrin ma'at, a little bit of a lacking, from the appropriate calculations for that path. We did this deliberately. Because there is in the opposite corollary, Yisroin, in addition, in one of the other paths that we made. Actually, it's which balances it out. But we only did it to keep it simple. Until it's going to come out anyways to the truth, in, again, approximate paths, without a long calculation, so that the person should not be overwhelmed, that's not accustomed to these things in the abundance of calculations, which anyway is not effective, it's not helpful for this, what we're trying to essentially discuss regarding the seeing of the moon. Now, regarding the orbit of the mazalis, So the primary principle that a person has to know first, for all the calculations that applies to astrology, whether for the paths of the calculation of when you could see the moon, which is what we're primarily discussing, and whether to other things, for example, the actual place of the different planets, Elohim is as follows. There's Hagalgal, which is the orbit of the constellations, which they go around, they surround the go around with the sun around the earth throughout the year. Muchlik b'shas milus, it's separated into 360 degrees, like any circle, it has 360 degrees. Now, in addition, they divided these 12 the 360 into 12 parts of 30 degrees each one according to a month, because there's 12 months in the year, and every part has a group of stars that correlate to that portion. Now, kol mazel u'mazel, every group of stars is called a mazel. Based, the majority of the names are after different creatures that was titled by the Babylonians and the Greeks. So every single mazel, shleisha mazel, has 30 degrees. U'mazel metchilas mazel tala, and the first of the mazalis is the mazel of tala of the lamb. Chomal omal on every single degree is samachalakim has 60 minutes. Chol chelik v'chelik in every single chelik, every single minute has samach shniyas, 60 seconds. Chol shni v'shni in every single second has shishim shlishis, has 60 thirds. V'chein tadakti kacheshbin, and that's how you can analyze the calculation. There's a chalik called matchatetz, and you're able to divide whatever time you want to. Therefore, it has these units to measure the time. Come to you in your calculation, a certain planet, its place in the orbit is ba'ayin malis, is 70 degrees, v'lamad chalokim, and 30 minutes, u'mem shnius, and 40 seconds. Teda shekoichiv zeh, hu'mazel time, you'll know that that planet is in the mazel of Gemini. Bechatzi, in the half of mala achas esrei, of the 11th degree, mi'mazel zeh, from this mazel. Why? Because, as we just described, the first mazel of the Aries is Laman Malus. takes up 30 degrees. Umazel Shar. And the next one of Taurus, as we'll describe in the next halacha, is also Lamed Malas, because we said each one takes up 30 degrees. Nisher comes out that you remain Esam Malas Umechtsim Mazel Ta'imim. You have 10 and a half degrees from Mazel Ta'imim of Jemini. Umem Shnias and 40 seconds Mechatsi Amal Achron from the remaining half of that degree. So therefore, if it's at that degree of 70, you'll know you're in the third one, which is Jemini. Halacha Tes. Let's say its place goes out in the Galgal, Beshin Chof Milus, in 320 degrees, where there's many different planets, and there's also the galaxies, which is these grouping of stars, which is surrounds the Earth. And we're looking up at the planet, and you want to know in which one of these mazalas is this planet, let's say the sun or the moon, whatever it is. So if this planet is at 320 degrees, so Teda, you'll know Shekoich B'zeh, that this planet is B'mazel Dli, is in the mazel of Aquarius, B'chav Milus Bay, 20 degrees, and there's 30 degrees in every mazel, 20 degrees in that mazel. Maderech Zu, again, B'chal Minyan, in this path, you'll know all the different numbers. B'seid Mazalis Kacho, what's the order of the 12 mazalis? So number one is Tola, which means the ram, or as it's called, and its Greek name is Aries. Shor is Taurus, which means the bull. Ta'imim, which means twins, is Gemini. Sartan, and allegedly it has, at least it used to have, at least a form of these things that it looks like that. If you look at the stars, it looks like these items. Next one is Sartan, which is Cancer. Arye, which is the crab. Arye is Leo, that looks like a lion. Besula, Virgo, which is like looks like a girl. Maiznayim, Libra, which is scales. Akrav is Scorpio, which is like a scorpion. Keshes is Sagittarius, which is looks like the bow, archer. Gedi is Capricorn, like a goat. Dli, Aquarius, as we described, that's like a bucket. Dugim is Pisces, is fish, and that's what these things look like. And these are the 12 different parts of the Galgal. Halachiyot, now regarding the path of calculating the degrees. Sacheshben is kulam, all the calculations. Kesha de gabit she'edis le she'edis, when you're going to gather fractions to fractions. Kesha teisa min amina, we're going to add number unto number. The gabit's kol min amina. So you'll add on, as is done in every elementary school, to teach people how to carry over and how to add. You'll add every type to its type. So for example, hashnis and hashnis, you'll add the seconds with the seconds, v'chalakim v'chalakim, the minutes with the minutes, v'amalas v'amalas, again, because we're talking about the foundations of discussing these topics, so these are very important principles. V'amalas v'amalas, and the degrees with the degrees. Now, every time you gather, let's say from the, what we're talking about, the lowest over here, from the seconds, you get to 60 seconds. So, then you carry over that fraction onto the pile of the minutes. Now it adds on to the number of minutes. When you had the minutes up to 60, then you take that as a degree, and you add it on to the next category of degrees. When you gather the degrees, you add it to the number of 360. Whatever remains from 360 and less, that's what we're really holding on to for the calculation, because what's above that is irrelevant, because that just goes over the circle. Again, we want to know how much it's moving in the cycle of 360. All these calculations. Now we're going from addition to subtraction. We want to diminish a number from a number. If there's going to be the one that you're diminishing it, yes, which this is in integers with negative and positive integers. If it's going to be more than the number you're subtracting from, which generally you can't take away more than what there is, but you could in our discussion, even if it's just by 1 minute, what you should do is very simply add on to the one that you're diminishing, that you're subtracting from 360 degrees. So that you could subtract from it this number that you're subtracting. Ezra illustrates Kitzad household. Halachid base. Kitzad. Harisha tzrichuchash cheshbin. If let's say the calculation required for you, the Groyim Messiah Malus, it needed for you to minus 200 degrees, Venun Chalokim, 50 minutes, and Memshneis, and 40 seconds, which Simon the mnemonic for that is Rinom, which is this 200 degrees, and 50 Chalokim, and 40 seconds, mikuf milus from 100 degrees, b'chuf chalakim and 20 portions, v'lamashnis and 30 seconds. Which simanim, that mnemonic is kikol, 120, 30. Now, they can't, because the number you're subtracting is greater than the number that you're subtracting from. So Toisiv Al-Kof, no problem. Add on to the 100, which is the degrees column, Shin Samach, 360, because essentially it's the same thing. It's just taking us to that same point. We're going really with points and coordinates, and we just want to know if you're subtracting from one thing to another based on a certain calculation. So if you add on 360, it's really the same thing, taking us back to the same point. You just have a number now as a coordinate to get where the other place has to be. So Yihamalis, so now, great. So now, instead of being the degrees at 100, Yihamalis, Tav Samach, you're going to have 460. And some take out the word Hashnias. The Metaschel Legroyim and Hashnias. And then you start to now subtract from the seconds. Tav Legroyim are Boim Mishleishim. Now, let's say, as we described the case, you're coming to the, you subtract the 40 seconds that you have from a shleishim, from 30 seconds. Efsha, that's not possible. So what you do is no problem, borrow, as is learned in basic arithmetic, tanim, chelik echem in the estim chalakim. Borrow 1 minute from the 20 minutes, but tasa is a shishim shneis. Now you can make that into 60, you translate that into 60 seconds, but tasa shleishim, add on to the 30 seconds, but nimtza shneis comes out that the seconds are now tishim on 90 tigrimimimimim, so now you can subtract 40 seconds. Yishra chamishim shneis, now you're left with 50 seconds. V'taz legrei chamishim chalokim, now you go and you minus the 50 minutes mutas chalokim from the 19 minutes. Now the problem is, I mean, it used to be 20, but now it's down to 19. The problem is shekvar demoisimim chelik echad, like he's describing, because you already borrowed one of the minutes. V'asis v'shneis, and you turned it into 60 seconds. Now, but the Yevshel Grei Chamishim Tisha Asa, you cannot minus 50 from 19. Okay, no problem. If you get Torah, Ma'ala Achaz Ma'alas, you go and borrow one of the degrees from the degrees, but Tasa Isa Shish Chalakam, turn that degree into 60 minutes, but trace about Tisha Asa, and add on to the 19 minutes, and Chalakam comes out of the minutes, or Ayin Tesa, 79. Now, Tigma Ma'chamishim, if you minus now 50, sure, Tisha V'Esim Chalakam, you're going to remain with 29 minutes. Okay, but Tasa Isa Grei Chamishim Ma'alas, now you go to minus the 200 degrees, from the 459 degrees, because, although it's really less than that, but Shekvahar Meis Maila Achas, meaning he's first describing why it's 459, because although it's 460, Shekvahar Meis Maila Achas, you already borrowed 1 degree and you turned it into minutes. So Yeshua, you remain with Masai Matesha Bechamishim, Mailis, remain with 259 degrees, because again, you borrowed 360, because it's really about the coordinate. But Nimsa Shah comes out that the remainder is some money, the money would be the not kat no, which would be 259 degrees and 29 minutes and 50 seconds. But there is that, and along this path, b'chol geroin megeroin, every time you're subtracting, Hashem is v'ireich, the sun and the moon. Now, some say that actually these words, Hashem is v'ireich, actually belongs in Halacha Yud Gimel, which talks about the path of the planets. Hashem is v'ireich, the sun and the moon, which that depends on how you define. There are 7 planets, 9 planets, but be that as may, v'chin shah ha-sheva kechavim, either and the remainder of the 7 planets, or and the remaining 7 planets, because besides the sun and the moon, that would make a total of 9 planets. Be that as may, mahalach kol echad ve'ech mehem, the path on every single one of them, b'gal goshloi in its orbit, mahalach shava, is a uniform pattern. Im b'loi kalas v'loi kvedis, does not go with heaviness, does not go with lightness, means not quicker or slower. Just like it goes today, is the way it went yesterday, is the way it's going to go tomorrow, is the way it goes every single day. And the orbit of every single one of them, even though it goes around the world, is not the earth is centric. The earth is not in its middle, meaning it does not go exactly around the earth. Therefore, if you're going to measure the path of every single one of them, to the orbit that surrounds the world, say that the earth is in the middle, that is the orbit of the constellations, its path will change. Because it's not, again, as the earth in the center. It has a different, imagine if the earth is somewhere tilted, one meaning further along one way or the other, obviously if it has the same orbit, it's not going to be the same distance, not going to be equidistant from the earth. Comes out that its path on this day in the orbit of the constellations will be less or more than its path yesterday or on its path tomorrow. So in of itself, it doesn't change. But in relation to earth, it does change. Hamahalcha Shave, the uniform speech, Hamahalcha Koichav, that the path of the planet, Rosh Hashemesh, all the sun, all Yerech, all the moon, by Galgalgo, he has in its orbit, where Nikolets was called Emtza Mahalach, the mean speed of that planet. Now, the Mahalach Shiyeh, Bagagal Mazolus, and the path that it has in the orbit of the constellations, Shupam Yosepam Mechasa, as we describe, is sometimes more, sometimes less, Hu Mahalach HaMiti. That's its true path, because the center of its point is the earth. And that's its true place of the sun or of the moon. Regarding the coordinates, the points in relation to time and of space. So Kfar Man already explained that these paths that we're describing, these halachas, it's only regarding the calculation of to see the moon. That's our whole purpose on seeing it on the night of the 30th day. And also the halachas that are qualifying regarding, let's say, the sun, which seemingly is irrelevant regarding seeing the moon, its purpose is also only to verify how to know when the sun lines up with the moon, which is obviously this purpose of knowing when the Moilet of the Levana is. So therefore, what we did for practical purposes, we made that the starting point, that we're always going to calculate us, the Rambam says in his Mishnah Torah, for this calculation, it will be from the beginning of the night of the third day of the week, of the fifth day of the week, which happens to be day three of the month of Nisan of this year, which year is this, that the Rambam is writing this, it's year number 17, from the 19-year cycle, that's already 260 cycles from the creation of the world, Sheishnas, which that's the year of Tuf Tuf Kuf Lamet Ches Va'arbas Alof Mlitzira, 4,938 years from creation. Sheishnas Tuf Pei Tes Ve'elf Lashtars, which also happens to be the year 1,489 years for the documents, which that actually is based on the death of Alexander the Great. Sheishnas Kuf Tes Ve'elf L'chubin Bayis Sheni, which is also the year 1,109 years from the destruction of the Second Beis Hamikdash. One always has to remember the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. V'zoish on the Kodem, I said, that's what we're going to call Shnas Hi Ikur B'cheshbon Zeh, the starting point of this calculation. Aloch Yedzayin, Lefi Shari Yiletia Elo, Be'eretz Yisrael Komesh B'an, and since we said the seeing of the moon is only significant only in Eretz Yisrael, like we explained in Perek Av Aloch Ches, because that's where they would sanctify it. So Asinu Kol Darchei Cheshbon Hazeh, so that we made all the paths of this calculation, Benuyim Al Ir Yerushalayim, based on the city of Yerushalayim, which is where the Sanhedrin HaGadol was, which they were the ones who accepted and received the Eidus, the witnesses of the new moon. U'Lashar Mekanes HaSeven Laisa, and also regarding the places that are near around it, B'Kamay Shisha Shibiyam, like in a distance of 6 or 7 days, Shebehem Roi Nesirech Tomet, that's where they would see the new moon constantly, meaning to say, near the time of when it was its renewal happened, Ubaim Eden Beznan, they would come and they would testify in the court. Umakim Zeh, and the exact location of this, Hunaita Mitachas Akav HaShava, that's tilted from beneath the line that's equal, Hamasav Bem Sa'ilm, that goes around the middle of the planet Earth, what we call the equator. So that's Keneged Ruch Tzafinus, that is tilted towards the northern side, become my lamed beis milus, around 32 degrees, but it's ad lamed hei v'ad chav tes, either way up until 35, and the other way up until 29. Mean to say, there are places a little bit further north than Yerushalayim, a distance of 3 degrees, and you have places a little bit further south from Yerushalayim, a distance of 3 degrees. So although it's 32 by Yerushalayim, but it's going to be in the range of 29 to 35 degrees. And v'cheinu noitim emtza yishuv, so too, it's also tilted from the middle of the settled part of the world, keneged ruach ma'ariv, if you're going in longitudinal, we just described latitude, in the longitudinal, opposite towards the western side, become a chavdal ma'ilis, around 24 degrees, and it's also at chavzayin bat chavalv, again, between 27 and 21, 24 in the middle, but we'll have a little bit of some latitude in that regard, meaning the Rambam is always only considering settled the northern part of the world, because at that point they didn't know regarding the Western civilization, the United States and stuff like that. So the middle of the settled part of the world, we would describe as 90 degrees. And Yerushalayim was at a distance from the western edge, 66 degrees in its longitude. So from here is where we see that its distance from the middle of the settled part of the world was around 24 degrees along the west in its longitudinal line. And that's the understanding of where we are talking about in the world in regards to as planet Earth revolves around the moon and the sun in regards to the halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh.